He stops the car, gets out the car, and goes up to my dad like, stop. Now he's in control of the situation. He goes to his trunk. He grabs a towel, like a full-size like bathing towel, right? And he comes over and instinctively just puts the towel on the bird's eyes. And the bird calms down. And I'm like, who is this bird whisperer?
That's Jesus.
This literally just...
Welcome back to Now We're Dads.
NWD. We finally have Steven back on with us, guys.
It took a minute. Yay! Yes. I'm back. I'm glad to be back.
Yes, you guys saw in the last episode that I forgot to turn the mics on when we started recording.
Not mine. Mine was on.
Not my mic. And lost a couple of episodes because of it. But we are back now.
Yep. We live and we learn.
We live and learn, guys. We get better.
And you know what else can help us out? Just liking and subscribing the video. It takes 2 seconds.
Sharing.
Yep. Sharing with your friends. Would be awesome.
Watching the entire video.
That would be amazing. Watching all the shorts.
Yep.
Just bringing people to our channel.
Don't forget, we're also not only on YouTube and Spotify, we're also on TikTok.
Oh, yep, we're on TikTok.
Instagram,
you can follow us. Yep. We're so small right now that we might even comment back with you.
You never know.
I'm just saying.
You never know. If you want to talk with us, ask us questions about being a dad.
We're here.
Questions about Detroit Lions.
I'm here.
Yep.
A question about Formula One.
I'm here. Yep. How many episodes did it take for the spirit bomb to go off?
I'm here, I guess, because I think it's sometimes 3 or 7 episodes.
It took forever.
And it never hits.
Did it not even hit?
It hits, but it doesn't kill. I don't think it killed. It didn't kill Frieza, right?
That show is pure anticipation and buildup and sometimes not paying off.
Yeah, and then like the finish of the battle would be like a punch or they'll escape back in their pods like Vegeta. like they fought for like 7 episodes straight. Ham, like going ham. And then he crawls back into his
I love how right now. In the beginning of the next arc, we finally kill Frieza. He's gone. And right in the beginning of the next arc, oh, he's back. Yeah. We got Mecha Frieza now.
We got Mecha Frieza.
And I know it was just to mess with Trunks and introduce Trunks and how strong he is and blah, blah, blah. Cool, cool, cool. But yeah, it's back to what we were saying. Hit that like and subscribe.
Yeah, like and subscribe. Anytime.
Anytime. Preferably now. Actually, pause the video. Go down below.
It's somewhere right. Probably here. If not, it's here. If not, it's here. Maybe here.
You know,
but all of them.
You're going to make a lot of work in editing for me. To put stuff wherever your fingers are at.
Yeah. Be like, it's probably here. Stop. It's like another video. Stop. Here, another video.
I'm not adding videos in for every point.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. So today, we have some stories for you guys.
Yes. We're kicking it back to the early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
We're talking about, we're having a good childhood story. And when this was brought up, I was like, I got one right away. He had one right away.
Awesome.
So I'm going to get into mine. I'm going to set up the scenario.
Okay.
Obviously, you guys know we're from Ohio. There's a place called...
Jekko!
What's outside? That's what the better question is. He's like, did you see that leaf move? Did you see it? Now that he's gone, I know I'm the talent. I'm always him. I'm just kidding. I know he's going to be hearing this because obviously he watches all the videos and he's the editor and all that. So this is the best time to make fun of it. 3, 2, 1. Okay. So I'm going to set the scene.
Okay.
So obviously, you know, we're from Ohio. There's a place called Clay's Water Park. It's a little bit south in southern Ohio.
Okay.
Actually, it's in the central part of Ohio. But
near Columbus?
Near Columbus.
Okay.
It's like Louisville or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right on the edge of Columbus.
Yeah. So okay. It should be around. It's around there, if I remember correctly. So we're there. We're at a church camp event. So there's a whole bunch of kids there.
Okay.
It's called youth camp. It was a good time. I'm there with my best friend, Andrew. So Clay's Water Park has multiple different things you can do. You could do putt-putt. You can do zip lining into the water.
Right.
You can do like a monkey bar, but like with rope over the water and all that.
Okay.
And just a whole bunch of things.
So
kayaking, all that good stuff. Anything do with water or just having fun, it's going to be there.
For sure.
So we get there. We're all excited. We get our life jacket. Me and him has never been there before, so we didn't know what to expect. We go up, and first thing we see is the wonderful zip lining. So we're like, we got to do this, okay? So we love being a little more adventurous. So we're like, we got to do it. I'm talking him into it. He's a bigger kid, a bigger kid. I'm obviously skinny and small, so it looked big and tiny all together.
okay.
So we're getting in line.
Right.
We go to a church, and it has a rival church, and the rival church is in front of us and behind us. It's telling you right now, it's crazy.
Okay.
There's
multiple rival churches.
Well, no, it's the same, but the girls were in front of us and the boys were behind us.
Okay.
So we're going up and we're going up and we're near the top, and the girls in front of us go to this church, and I'll tell you the two churches' name. I don't think either of these are named anymore, but West 58th Street and Cooley. So the girl, one of the girls were like, I can't hold my body weight. I don't think I could do this. So she goes to turn around, and me and Andrew are like, oh, look, Cooley's scared. Cooley is scared. Like, we're hyping it up. Like, oh, they can't do this. And we're laying in. So her friend, who's real tiny, goes like, You got to do this. You got to do this.
Okay.
So we're like,
What were you trying to do?
So zip lining. It's like a 20-foot drop.
Okay.
And so it's a platform and then like another platform. So we're waiting for our turn. But we're like I said, we're going in saying that they're scared.
Okay.
So the girl gets on and she takes about 5 steps where she can't reach anymore. And she lets go. She didn't even leave the platform yet. So she hits the platform, flips, hits something, and it goes into the water. The thing's shaking. And we were like, oh my gosh, what did we just watch? Dude, it looked really bad.
This seems straight out of Grown Ups.
Dude, it was
exactly like Grown Ups.
It was similar to this. But how she felt was very, 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 very vicious. So me and Andrew go, nope. And we go to turn around. Cooley's now going, oh, 5'8 scared, 5'8 scared. Andrew goes, did you not just see one of your people? They almost died. so I look at Andrew, I'm like, we got this. He's like, you're the small one. I'm the big one. He goes, you got this. I go, no, Andrew, we got this. We just got to go quick. We can't think about it. We just got to send it.
Go.
And he's like, oh, okay. So both of our sons.
How old are you at this point?
We're older. We're 12 or 13. Like, okay. We're teenagers. Yeah, like pre-teens, and pre-teens stuff. Into teen. Maybe even a little bit older, but it's around that age. So I look at him, and we're pulling up the zip line because it's like a rope. It's on like a rope. So you like pull it up yourself. So we're pulling it up. We get to the top, and I look at Andrew. And I could tell we're both scared. I look at Andrew. I'm like, we got this. When she says we can go, run. He's like, all right.
Full on, don't think about it.
Don't think
about it. Because you're going to hesitate?
Yeah, and that could be only the worst thing you could possibly
do. Yeah, because that's what she did.
Yes, she definitely hesitated and fell.
She thought about it, and her body gave up on her.
and it was gruesome. It was so gruesome of a fall.
She hit the platform on her way down.
Oh, yes. Oh, dude, and it was when we got to the bottom, her face was like bloodied up. Like, it was gruesome fall. So we get it, and I look at him. I look at the lady. I'm like, are we okay to go? She goes, yeah, you can go. So I look at Andrew. I'm like, let's go. And we take off running. At the top of her lung, she goes, stop, stop, stop.
No. As you're already running?
We're already running. I go, tick, 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 and I'm taking small steps, and I catch myself with like 3 toes hanging off the platform.
Oh, my God.
I hear behind me, I can't stop. I can't stop. All of a sudden, he lifts his feet and he goes, and I'm looking down. I'm like, oh gosh, what did she see? At the bottom, there's kids, little kids, perfectly like in together, right at in his line.
Oh no!
He's going down.
He doesn't see the kids.
Oh no! Because he's panicked now. Because he hears stop, stop. Yeah. And
he's holding on for dear life now.
He plows into like five. He's like boop, 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 boop.
He got a strike?
Oh, dude, a strike. And when I tell you a perfect strike, like, he didn't miss a single kid. Like, he was kicking him in the face on purpose. Oh, my God. Dude, he goes, he stands up. He's like, yeah, I made it. I made it. I'm alive. Someone needs to check these kids, though. And I hear him yelling it. I look at the lady, and she goes, just go. That's what I'm
It's too late.
We're too late.
These kids are already gone. Dude, she's like, just go.
Dude, he plowed them. Like, dude, it was like, it legit was like a plow in snow. Like, he didn't miss a single thing he touched.
Jesus.
Oh, and so we're nervous and we're like, oh my gosh, we're never getting on that again. Yeah. So we decide, we're like, hey, let's go to the kayak.
So wait, you did go after he went, right?
Oh, yeah. I was seconds after. Legit, I looked at her. I was like, can I go? She goes, just go.
He already hit the kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he's jumping up and down. Like, he's so happy he survived. Because, dude, you could hear her yell, stop. And, dude, that when we just saw something, someone fall. And then all of a sudden we hear stop. We're like,
yeah,
there's a tear
that.
In the cord. There's
that,
something wrong.
Not going to lie. That's actually bad on her end. You cannot yell stop when kids are running near an edge of a platform. Dude. That they're expecting to go down.
Oh, dude, and I don't know how I held on. Legit, it was like beep, 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 and I was at max stretch with like three toes on the platform, and then I held on. And legit, because he's only a couple seconds slower than me, all I hear is, I can't stop, I can't stop, and he takes off.
So
we survived that.
The fact that he's so happy afterwards too, I couldn't imagine seeing his face jump up.
Dude, it was the greatest moment when I saw it because I'm like he's so dumb, but I love him. Like, that's my dude. That's my ride or die for sure. Like, we grew up together, so seeing him like that was like that's 100% authentic him.
Core memory there.
Core memory.
That's hilarious.
And the funny thing is, the day only gets better. So,
all right, let's keep going.
So we get to the bottom, and I look at him. I'm like, and we're both still shook up about the girl, and then the stop. So we're like, dude, let's do something that calms us. Let's just go on the kayaks. So we go on the kayaks, and we're kayaking.
Because you've got a lot of adrenaline now.
Yes, and a lot of fear. So we're like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You're on edge fully.
Yeah, yeah. So we're like, let's kayak. Let's relax. Da 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 da.
Enough excitement for one day.
Yes. In kayaking, nothing can go wrong in kayaking.
I already know this story. I've been kayaking before.
But we're on a little river, so we're like, nothing. So we're kayaking. And we're going and we're going.
Kayaking or canoeing?
It's whatever with the paddle, with one seat.
One seater. Okay, so kayaking.
Okay, so we're kayaking. And I'm kayaking next to him. And I look over at him. And I'm like, dude, yours is filling up with water. And he goes, ah, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. So we're going a little bit further. We're going a little bit further. And then all of a sudden, we're like in the middle of the...
Right in the middle of it.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it.
How deep is it?
So this is where it comes into factor. You'll find out. Because I didn't think it was that deep. I didn't think it would be deep.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's a little playground area. I'm like, how deep can it be?
6 feet.
Yeah, I was thinking like 10, 12, 15, max.
Yeah.
So we're kayaking and
12 is still kind of deep for
for
kids who can't swim.
Yeah. But at this time we have life jackets and,
okay.
And he's a great swimmer. Like, he's like Michael Phelps in the water. Like, he's a big kid. He's
Spanish.
But he moves like no white. Okay. He moves like a whale. Like, dude, he's quick. Dude, that's my dude. No, I'm telling you.
He moves like a whale.
But he's quick,
no,
dude.
No, he did not.
Dude, he's quick. I'm telling you. There's no primate getting away from him.
All those kids in the water were minnows.
Yeah, dude. He ate them up.
Oh, my God.
But I'm telling you, he's fast swimmer. So we're not thinking anything of it, but it's filling up with water. Now, all of a sudden, his back end's like sinking in the middle of this. And I'm like, dude, Let's jump out the.
His back end is sinking.
Yeah, I was like, I'll jump out this kayak.
He doesn't realize it.
No, he noticed because he's like, it's not going good. So,
I don't think I'm gonna make it.
Yeah, like it was one of those situations where you're like, I probably we brought it up when we were on the shore. I probably should have switched kayaks.
Okay.
So I go, you know, I'll jump out mine. You jump out yours. Let's just dump this thing and let it like get back in it. He's like, all right. So we're no one's looking down. We don't know how deep the water is, but we're swimming. I'm doggy paddling because I'm not a great swimmer. I'm still not a great swimmer.
Okay.
So we go 1, 2, 3. We get it somewhat up. It slips right out of my hand.
What slips out your hand?
The kayak. Completely. It slips out my hand. So my friend's only got to it and going down with it.
Oh. It's sinking now.
Oh, it's sinking severely. It's sinking like a rock.
Oh my god!
He's going down quick, and he's holding on, and I'm like, and he's like, he lets go, and he comes up, and he's like, I can't get it, and I'm like, dude, come on, it's not that deep. He's like, I can't get it. I was like, okay, I go to swim underneath the water. I'm going underneath the water.
Can you open your eyes underwater?
I'm opening my eyes.
Okay.
And I'm looking up, and I'm swimming further and further down, and I'm looking up, and no light whatsoever. Like, oh my god! And I was like, okay, it's gone. So I swim to the top. He's like, dude, what are we going to do? We're going to get in so much trouble. Oh, we thought we were going to be nailed. And we're representing our church. So the last thing we want to do is get anyone in trouble. So I'm looking around, and I notice on the far side, there's nothing. There's not a worker. There's nothing. I said, hey, hold on to my kayak. I'll kayak over there. You get out. You walk around. I'll take my kayak back. So he goes around, and I'm kayaking
to make
back.
It look like you brought two kayaks.
Just one kayak. I was like, it's just me. But I'm not going to lie. I refuse to lie. So I'm legit kayaking back, and I'm like, please don't ask me. Please don't ask me. Please don't ask me. So yeah. I get into the shore, and he's coming around. And
okay.
I get out my kayak, and the lady was like, why aren't there two? And I just looked at her, and she was like, next. And I was like, I don't have to answer. And she said,
You didn't lie.
I did not lie.
You didn't lie.
I didn't tell the truth. I didn't lie. I just kind of let it settle.
You just.
And Andrew looks at me.
I plead the fifth.
That's exactly.
I plead the fifth.
I went to answer. I was about to say, yeah, we suck. But she legit, I was like, and she was like, And then she's like, next.
You know, I'm thinking about it now. How many kayaks are down at the bottom of that?
Oh, dude, at least one. We know that. No one's retrieving that, dude. I'm telling you.
It's still down there.
Oh, dude, if somehow we can get a submarine in that little area, you'll see a kayak at that bottom. I'm telling you right now. And I know who I know who sunk that one.
At least one.
At least one. Dude, I'm telling you. So when we seen it, and she said, Andrew looks at me, and I go, and he goes,
mission accomplished.
Dude, so now we just had that happen. We're like, dude, we're done for today. Like,
yeah,
let's go putt. Let's do 100 other things. Let's not do anything sketchy.
Right.
Rest of the day is going smooth. We're like, okay. So they're like, hey, you only got an hour. We're about to leave in an hour. So we're like, dude, we don't know if we'll ever be back here again. That zip line was fun. There's no chance that something could happen. So like, let's just get on the zip line before we go.
Do it one more time.
One more time.
For sure.
Because it was fun.
It was a good time.
It just.
Great story.
Yep, great story.
Just you. Some kids may not make it out.
Oh, may not. Those, yeah. And we never seen those kids again.
I wonder if you like got there and the kids are still in the water. They're still floating.
Oh, no, parents were running in the water.
Okay, okay.
They weren't with us. Those kids that he hit were not part of our church group.
They're just some random
kids.
They
were just random kids that unfortunately. Saw the full mass of what happens when a good weighted kid goes down a zip line at a perfect angle.
Hefty.
Yeah. Push a 200 even back then. Like,
oh my god,
a big boy. He was my catcher. When
he was an
18
pounder bowling ball, dude. The one you can't hold.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. He's not even my biggest friend. We had Jacob. He was the medium size. If Jacob went down, those kids would never be seen again. It would just be a legend at this point.
Tragedy struck at Clay's water park.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it would have been horrible.
Oh, man.
So we're heading back to the zip line, though. We're heading back to the zip line, and we get on, and I look at – so we're just in line. Just got there.
Yeah.
So we're at the bottom, and we're like, if we make it, we make it. If we don't, we don't. And there's a guy named – I won't say his name because I don't know him very well. So he was our leader, though. He was one of our cabin leaders.
Cabin leaders.
Okay. So he was in charge of us. He's a really big boy. Really big boy. And when I say boy, I mean man. Like, really big man.
Okay.
He's like, he was pushing 400, like six foot, like, yeah. Big man.
Gotcha. How old was he?
In his mid-20s.
He's a grown man.
Grown man.
Yeah.
And he goes to the lifeguard, and he goes, hey, I'm over the weight capacity, but I can hold my weight. Is it okay if I go down it?
What does that mean?
Because that's the number one problem is people let go early, and that causes the shake.
Okay, but also, if there's a weight limit, I don't think it's because of he can hold his weight. It's if the
thing can hold its weight. But yeah, if he lets go. It's not like it's more of the tower.
No, if the ropes can't hold his weight.
I thought the same thing. So when he told her that he was overweight, she was like, yeah, you should. As long as you can hold your weight, you'll be fine. Exactly what she said.
There's a weight limit for a reason.
This is what she said. And she's like, just in case, so let's get the smallest kid in line. Boom. I'm the smallest kid in line. By a mile.
Okay.
So why
are you getting the smallest line?
Because they're like, he's a big boy. Let's get another small because it's two zip lines side by side.
Do you have to go at the same time?
You have to. You don't have to go at the same time. But for some reason, to keep it like moving, they always run two at the same time.
Two at a time.
So...
okay, so you got sacrificed for efficiency.
Yes. So they sent us straight up to the top. They're like, straight to the top. They go, who's the smallest kid in line? And everyone's like, Steven.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. So now I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah. I get to cut the line.
Cut to the line. Awesome. And I trust him. And if I trust her. Right. She's in charge of the ride. He says he can hold his weight.
Yeah, of course, you're not thinking like how I am, how a weight limit. Hold on, no.
Yeah.
I'm for real. Like, I want to hear the rest of the story, but I'm stuck on, she just allowed this. There's a reason there's a weight limit.
And I think he's like, he said he's a little over. He wasn't a little over.
He patented.
Yeah.
He fudged the numbers
a
bit.
There was definitely some fudging of the numbers.
Was he?
And there was no skill at the top, so they didn't check. So she goes, just make sure you hold yourself all the way down.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. So, we're going. We go. I look over.
Are you going fast?
Yeah, it's quick. It's definitely a quick zip line.
Okay.
I look over. He lets go. Halfway down. I go, eep, and I tense up. And it goes, and it sends me like this. All the way down the zip line. Because the rope is like stretching. It like stretched and then not stretched. Like, so like,
yeah,
and then it set me like a spiral down.
Oh, so you're oh.
Oh, I'm holding up for dear life. I'm like, and I am panicking.
That's insane.
I'm like, no. Because, like, it might not be full spiral, but it felt like this. Like, it felt like it because it's going so quick. And I'm like, oh, no. So I hit the bottom and I look up at the top.
He came up with tour with so much confidence. Like, listen, like, I'm a little over the weight limit. But hear me out.
I can hold my own weight.
I can hold my own weight.
Yep.
And she looked at him with that type of confidence. She's like,
yep.
All right. Yeah. I see you.
And he let go halfway down. Halfway down, dude. And so I was.
This guy.
Oh, dude. And then all of a sudden, I hit in the water and I hear the thing go. Like the towers.
No, I couldn't bouncing. Hear. I couldn't hear creaks.
Dude.
It sounds like something's rubbing against it and it's not supposed to.
Oh, dude. I was like. So I look up and everyone that was on the stairs is running down. My friend Andrew's holding onto the lifeguard.
He hasn't even gone down yet.
No, because it's shaking. So he's like,
oh, the whole tower is shaking now, so even up there.
Like, yeah, you could feel it. You could feel where the
hell no.
He's holding on her.
So him going puts everyone on the tower at risk.
Oh, dude, if you feel it, you feel it moving. So he holds.
They need a weight check before you step on the tower.
That's what I said. I said the same thing. Because legit, you hear it, and he's holding on to her. And the person that he was with, our main cabin leader, just jumped down because he's like 6'5". So he just hung drop. So it was just Andrew and her at the tower.
Just jumped from the tower alone.
Dude, yeah.
And he felt it shaking, and he's like, this is going to fall underneath my feet.
I got to go. And jumped out. And Andrew just holding this lifeguard for dear life. And Andrew's like, I can't do that. So he's like,
he didn't jump.
He's like,
no.
I'm taking this lifeguard with me.
Why can't he just walk down?
No, because there's a chain that when you pass, because he was partner up with the next guy because I got partner up with him. So yeah. We both cut the line.
Right.
And they locked the chain behind them. And when they started shake, they ran down. Mark jumped, or our cabin leader jumped off.
Into the water.
And Andrew's he's like, if I'm going down, I'm going down with you. And holding on to her. And dude, seeing him from the ground was the funniest thing because he's legit. He's like, ah!
So this is after you came out the water, you see that.
Oh, I see it perfectly because it is a straight shot at it. And I looked and I was talking about
it. Oh, my gosh.
And we ended up going to Clay's Water Park the next year, which is this is the cherry to the top. So we go to Clay's Water Park the next year for the same event. Okay. And we get to the top, and the lady working the top of the zip line was the first lady we went with. There's one that yelled, stop. She looks at me, looks at Andrew, and goes, I remember you too. And we died. But that was our one day at Clay's Water Park. First time ever going to. That was our wonderful adventure. Dude, I would never change that for anything. Seeing those views, seeing the laugh. Living it. It was the greatest moment.
She had flashbacks the moment she saw you guys.
Oh, dude, she looked at us. She goes, I remember you too.
She's going to be like, you going to hold on this time?
Yeah. Can you stop? Oh, that was one of my favorite times of my life. That was the end of the Clay's Water Park adventure. With that being said,
yeah.
Let's hear your story.
Okay. My story actually has to do with water as well.
We didn't script this.
No.
We really didn't.
No, I
He chose his, and I chose mine. And then when we were talking about it, we both noticed it was about water.
When I was younger, when I was at my dad's house, my dad would take me out fishing. One time, he took me to this creek to fish, right? We went to this random field carrying the lines, right? He parks the truck. Gets out. Was it a truck or a car? I don't remember. We walk up to
small
details that probably don't matter. There was this fence at the edge of the field, and it said, do not enter. And he's like, come on, son. All right, cool. Let's go. We hop this fence. It's short. It's like 2-3 feet. So hop it, start walking into this trail.
Yeah, it was not like Gandalf standing there. Right?
No, yeah. No. It was pretty easy to get in.
Okay.
If they wanted us to not get in, they should put better security there.
Yeah, it wasn't a Fort Knox.
Yeah, for sure. So got past the fence, right, after a grueling breaking and entry. we walking down this trail, we find this creek, and then there's another sign at the creek that says, do not fish. And he's like, we're going to fish here. All right, Dad. Yeah. All right, Dad, for sure.
Context clues. Does your dad know how to read English? This is important to the story.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad's been in the U.S. since he was like 14.
Okay, so definitely not. He's not blind to the sign.
He can read English.
He's just not worried about the consequences.
He don't give a fuck. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. We're going to fish here. All right, Dad. Yeah, for sure.
Sure. You can't get in trouble. You're a minor.
So we're we start fishing, and he's got a problem with me fishing because I'm too ADHD. Like, as an adult, I know how to control it. But as a kid, what I would do is I would throw the line out, reel it back in. After 30 seconds, throw it back out if nothing would bite. So I'm just throwing it out, reeling it in, throwing it out, reeling it in.
You're fly fishing with a regular pole.
Yes. I'm like 7 years old, maybe. Oh. 7, 8. I don't know how to fish, guys. Like, this is clear. And so now he's getting upset, smacks me in the back of the head like, you're scaring all the fish away.
All these fishes are like, what is that?
Oh, it's fair game. Oh, it's coming from everywhere. Yeah, he's getting frustrated. I'm scaring all the fish away. And so finally, We're there for about a good hour, it feels like. We do catch a couple of small fish and a good-sized catfish. I caught my own. I was real happy. Great day. But he caught a good-sized catfish, okay. Right? So we take this fish. We take it home, right? And this is one of our core memories of hanging out with my dad. He would then show me how to skin it, how to clean it, prepare it, and then he'd make white rice and bacalao, which for any non-Puerto Rican out there, or actually, no, even Puerto Ricans out there, bacalao is not widely liked.
Really?
Yeah, it's extremely, like, vinegary.
It's just salty fish.
Yeah, but it's, like, we had it with catfish, which is already kind of fishy.
I love catfish, though.
I like catfish, but every time I brought it up, a lot of Puerto Ricans are just like, oh, no.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them like bacalao. They'll like bacalaitos, like the little fried crispy things and stuff, but they won't like bacalao.
Because the meat part is too fishy.
Yeah, so a lot of them don't. It's yeah.
I love it.
But I grew up with it, and same. I loved it. And also, I also tell anyone who's not Puerto Rican who didn't grow up with it that you just don't even try it. If it's at a restaurant, don't try it. You won't like it.
What restaurant are you going to where bacalao is on the menu, though?
Saying,
I don't even think Spanish.
This is a
sell.
What if, and you're right. Actually, now thinking about it, I don't know of anywhere that sells.
Because I think like it's just like it's like the cheap Spanish dinner for us. Like that's what we're going to my grandma's and
it was
my
free.
Grandfather,
we
yep.
caught it. We caught same. That fish that same day.
Legit would come like my cousins would come in and be like, "Hey, we caught all these fish," and my grandpa would be like, "I got you," and then
yep.
It's super salty over. We used to do it over Spanish rice, yeah. Either way, and it was extremely salty.
Like yellow rice?
But, yep. Oh, yeah. Or I know we call it yellow rice, but isn't it more orange than anything else? I feel like yellow rice is like more what Asians do with their rice
okay.
than what we do. But we call it yellow rice, but I'm trying to change that narrative.
I think it depends on how much sazon you put in.
It makes it more orange, I feel like.
Yeah, but sometimes if it's not too much sazon, it might be yellow.
Yeah, it might be. I guess. But you're
then,
right. You're
then
right.
Is it properly seasoned?
Yeah, but my family throws so much sazon on yeah. rice, it's ridiculous. And none of my family
You need
likes
a new
sriracha.
Package every meal.
Yeah, no, it is. It's one or two packets. Like it's
new package.
Package the yeah. six pack.
Because it's not just the rice you're seasoning.
No, you're seasoning everything with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's a one for all type of situation.
So yeah, that's what we do, and it would be catfish. And the reason why, looking back as an adult, I'm now understanding why they probably told us not to fish there. That water was probably polluted as fuck.
That catfish had three eyes.
It was probably 50% mercury.
You didn't even need sazon. It was already seasoned, brother.
My parents wonder why I'm taller than both of them. Been feeding me some radioactive fish since I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, no, like... If there's a sign that tells you do not fish, I'm sure it's not because they're worried about losing fish.
They're afraid that the steroids that they're giving these fish are going to go on to you and you're going to be 6 foot Spanish guy.
When all my cousins are not 6 foot.
No. Oh, dude. We went out this weekend. I know this ain't on the cards, but we went out this weekend. Your family's awesome, dude. Like, yeah. I'm super jealous of the relationship you have with your family.
Yeah, man.
Like, all your cousins are like brothers and sisters. Like,
yeah.
Like, even, like, you aren't their brothers and sister, but they treated everyone the same exact way. It yeah. is awesome.
And that's how it is. Actually, they're, like, the ones you met were, like, my second or third cousins. I don't know, like, the math or whatever.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, because my mom and their mom are actually cousins, technically, but you won't ever hear them calling themselves cousins. No. They call each other, that's my sister.
And that's your titi, right?
It's my titi.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I refer to them, I say aunt just because I'm around white people enough. Or I'm like, let me just say.
No, really?
Yeah, I'm around.
I still call my titis. I'm yeah. like, that titi, Julia, titi, Vivian. They're like, what's that?
I change it when I'm yeah, but
it's confusing when it comes out of my mouth because it's like, wait, why is he white and they calling them thithis?
Who's this Greek man yeah. saying thithi?
is that Greek for it? But that's
yeah,
how
no, my thithis and stuff. But yeah, no, my mom and them are actually cousins. Not all of them, but some of them are cousins, and they don't look at it that way. They're just my sister.
Really?
And so yeah, my cousins, a lot of us are extremely close still.
Oh, dude, and it was dope hanging out with them. Like they were a great vibe. They were chill.
They're already asking me when's the next time we're going out.
Dude, and them partying were super fun. Like, yeah. they're funny people, too. Like, they're quick. It was like having more of you. Like, I was like, oh, I'm in heaven. I was so happy. I really was. Because, dude, any of them you could talk to.
Surrounded by a bunch of Nazareths, too. Yeah,
dude, it was awesome. Because they're all really good. Like, they're quick with jokes. It was good to be around it.
For sure.
Like, it was a good fresh air, dude.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, I know that wasn't on the cards, but I had to do it. You brought up your cousins. I had to.
We're going
to
go out with them again soon.
Okay, okay.
Because they keep asking me. They want to keep going out.
Oh, dude. They're fun. Awesome. They were funny. Like, I had a good-ass time with them.
Good. Oh, yeah, yeah. And we were at a bar where there wasn't too many people, so we were controlling that place.
Dude, that was a good time, man. That was really a good time.
They're going to appreciate seeing that. And I'll let you know when we go out again.
Okay,
but back
do.
To another fishing story.
Okay.
Right.
Getting back to,
I got one
to
more.
A story with Naz.
So back with a different time I went fishing with my dad.
Yeah, were there signs?
This time was at the pier.
Okay.
Which is totally, there were other people fishing there.
Yeah, okay. So now it's competition fishing almost now.
Yeah, it's a little competition. You got to find your spot. You guys know how it is.
Yep. Don't give it up if you catch something good.
Right. And I'm still doing the same thing, throwing it in, taking it out, throwing it in, taking it out. Yeah, but I was more just, I enjoyed the act of throwing it because I like when I got a good throw and that thing would.
That's the thing, that noise.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so smooth through the air. And as a kid, it felt really good to get a nice, good one. It like would go far. Oh. It was just satisfying. And so I didn't care about catching the fish.
I feel that way. I'm a grown adult, and I like the whoosh.
Yeah, I cared less about catching the fish, and I just cared more about getting a good, felt like hitting a golf ball, like nice and clean across.
Yeah.
So that feeling was satisfying. And one time when I did it, had a nice high one arcing down, and within seconds, I'm like, Dad, I think I caught something.
Because I got it in the air, dude. He was jumping out the water right here.
I felt it pulling right away. And I'm like, Dad, Dad, for real, I felt like I've catched something. And he's like, you just threw it in there. I'm like, no, Dad, see? And you can see in the air, there's this pigeon flying through the air doing this. Doing this.
No, you did not. No, you did not.
Midair.
No, you did not.
I caught a pigeon midair.
This is like, I've never been on this before.
You just see him flopping on the way down.
You're just like,
and I kept midway, halfway down, I realized, Dad, I think I caught a bird. So at this point, it's wrapped around this bird because every flap is making it worse. The line is getting entangled. So eventually, he's not able to flap anymore.
He
dive bombed straight to the water. So now we're quickly reeling it out, and we pull it out of the pier. And this bird is losing its mind. He's attacking my dad.
He's like, I'm not going down unless you guys go down with me.
Yeah, you cannot calm him down. Because
this was foreign to, only a legend to birds. Like, birds heard of this story, never thought it could happen.
So imagine you walking down the street, and you randomly get lassoed. And some guys are pulling you in. Earth. Yeah. I'd imagine you'd also be free. Like, what the fuck is going on?
I'd be fighting and biting.
Yeah.
I'd be that bird.
Whatever you can. Exactly. So I understand. This bird is freaking out. This is the most traumatic day in his bird's life.
Oh, like I said, it was a legend. Like, his mother said, hey, don't swim too close to the water. You might get stuck. And then he's like, never. And all of a sudden, he was like,
those are stupid stories, Mom. On his way down, he hears his mom's voice. Gah!
In his ear. He's like, should have listened. Oh, my God. That's great.
So, yeah, we finally get the bird on the pier, and we're trying to untangle it.
Oh, my God.
Right? But it's attacking my dad. And my dad's like, what the fuck? This bird's crazy. This bird is crazy. Randomly, this guy is driving by, right? Because there's a small, you're driving slow. In this section of the pier.
Yeah,
it's
because
5 miles an hour.
Well, if you're fishing where we usually fish, there's that bridge that you come underneath and then it comes around and it's 15 miles per hour because it's meant to be for the park.
Yep.
So I get where you're coming from.
This guy's driving slow. He sees what's going on. So older gentleman, he stops the car, gets out the car and goes up to my dad stop. Now he's in control of the situation. He goes to his trunk. He grabs a towel. like a full size like bathing towel, right? And he comes over and instinctively just puts the towel on the bird's eyes, and the bird calms down. And I'm like, who is this bird whisperer?
That's Jesus.
This literally just—he just calmed the bird down right in front of me with a towel over the bird's eyes. And I'm like, this makes like it starts to click. I'm like, oh, he—they
think it's nighttime or something.
Like, yeah, I guess
like,
so.
It's and, like, oh, someone turned off the lights,
and the bird stopped moving. It just accepted, like, okay, I'm safe now. It's dark.
Stop it.
It just stopped moving.
How did this old man know this?
Yeah, exactly. How did he know this?
He just catching birds on his side?
It wasn't like he thought about it. He got there and he just did it. He told like, my dad to stop.
This is what it is.
Yeah, he told my dad to stop. He went to his trunk, got the towel, and immediately was the first thing he did. I'm like, who is this guy?
I told you, that's Jesus. Yeah. He came to save that bird.
So he came.
So he could see his mother and be like, you're right.
I've seen Jesus, Mom, and it's a human. You would never believe it.
Yeah, and he got me out of that fish that you told me about.
Jesus is human, Mom.
It's human.
Who would have guessed?
Oh, man.
So, yeah. Oh, that's great. So then over the next 5 minutes, him and my dad are just kind of slowly unraveling and cutting the line.
No one's asking him how he knew this trick.
No, we're just – he's just locked in, and he's got this confidence about him that my dad just follows his lead and is just helping him unravel the line. We cut him free, and the bird flies away.
Oh,
totally
awesome.
Fine. And so, yeah, my dad's on the way home. After when he drops me off, either that day or the next, I forget exactly when, tells my mom, yeah, and as he caught a bird.
He caught a bird. You got a legit birdie. Like, yeah. You said you like your golf swing. You hit a birdie.
Yo, that was a good callback. That was a good callback, bro. Not gonna lie, because it might have been on my second one too.
That's awesome. You say that's right down the fairway. Got a birdie. Oh man.
Yeah, man. So that was the story of when I caught a bird on the pier.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
I didn't think that's possible. Like yeah. I'm like the kid that the mother was like, hey, don't swim, don't fly too close to the water.
Yeah.
I've never thought about like. Seeing a bird flying, like, I think I could catch that.
This is definitely one of those one in a million type of stories.
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah, man, my dad can corroborate. He can tell you if you ever meet him
how
I caught the bird one day midair.
That's amazing.
It was awesome.
Man, if that was on footage, you would be on America's Funniest Video right now.
Definitely.
You would have won this thing.
Actually, definitely. And it'd be like, I can imagine like Tosh.0 interviewing the guy who came up and just put the...
the towel over the bird's eyes. Dude, so I was like, what were you thinking?
This guy's clearly have been here before.
Yeah. This is his redemption video.
This is my redemption video.
Yeah. And then it shows, and then all of a sudden, I can see it now. Like, you throw it out, and then you catch Daniel Tosh, and he's like in his underwear. Like, he's like, miss it again.
This time I catch Daniel Tosh.
I'm telling you, I see it.
Daniel Tosh, if you are watching this, please.
Oh, just bring back the show.
I'm ready.
I'm okay with just bringing back the
I'm
show.
I'm ready for my redemption video.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can take this clip of us telling it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man, that was one of our core memories of our fishing story.
I would never even thought that's an option. like I've never went to go fishing and was like, hey, I might catch a bird today. Like I'm like, man, I hope I catch like perch or what? I don't think perch. Perch. Mm.
Close enough. I feel you, man. Perch is delicious, by the way.
Perch or whatever the largemouth bass, something.
Yeah.
And then catching a seagull is like
caught a seagull like, or a pigeon. I think it was a seagull, maybe not a pigeon.
I think you're better at fishing than most people.
Hey, listen, I'm a and prodigy.
Is it called fishing?
Fly
or
fishing,
birding.
Fly fishing. Yeah, bro, I've been fly fishing since a jit.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's such a great story.
All right, guys. Well,
God.
This has been episode 18.
Yes, I forgot to say that the intro. Welcome back to episode 18.
18, guys.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having me back. Thanks for being back. I'm glad I was able to.
Having you back, bro. This is our show.
Yeah, this is.
You're going to be on here with us.
But you're the main face. You're not mad to look at.
Pause.
Oh, but Thanks for taking your time out today and listening to us.
You guys know the deal. Hit that like and subscribe down below if you've made it to the end of the video.
Yeah, comment something. Comment a story that is one of a million story that you have that maybe you would have won America's Funniest Video.
Awesome. And while you guys are, if you guys like this video, please go back and check out episode 15 plus. I'll put the link on the video here. That's when I interview my mom. So you can see what he means by my family and how lively they are.
Yeah. And then go to 15 because that's some real parenting situations going there. So
for sure.
Tell me right now. It's always great spending time with you guys. Always great time spending time with you.
Yes.
Peeling back the curtain a little bit, showing you our life. So, okay. Have a good one.
We're out.